Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club.
I'm a man.
Club 1080.
It's over. We think. Hold on, everybody. It's over. We think.
Here's the situation.
We think it's over.
Hold on, everybody.
It's over.
We think.
All right. Had fun with that.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. It is Isaac, Souk, Buck, and Andrew Nemec, NFL Draft, and we finally, we're on pick 9.
And boy, do we got a shakeup.
We finally have a shakeup.
Wow.
The Atlanta Falcons have just taken Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
I liked him. We talked about that earlier in
they
the show.
They just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million. They're having to give up draft capital for tampering with him, and they need a defense so very – their top four needs were all – basically every position on the defensive side of the ball – and they took Penix seemingly to sit for 2 to 3 years?
That's a stunner.
If you made my list of, like, who are the 10 guys the Falcons could take, I would have gone, like, Dallas Turner, Leatu Lot. I mean, you know, all the defensive guys. And maybe Adunze if they wanted to go hyper-aggressive with offensive weapons. For the Falcons to take a quarterback, I just don't I don't get it. And Kirk Cousins, by the way, has not been a guy who traditionally isn't going to take that person. Like, he's competitive as heck. He's not going to like that. And now what do you do with Cousins? Because your goal, your hope, if you're the Falcons, with that pick, is that Penix is good, right? I mean, you don't take him unless you think he's good. So you're now taking Penix to hopefully beat out Cousins soon.
Unless, you know, unless you think it's insurance policy against the Achilles, but you gave him $84 million in guaranteed money. I just...
What if the tampering thing leads to them losing Cousins?
Ooh. Well,
that would be so massive.
That's not going to happen.
Well, that's the only way that pick makes sense. I don't believe it's true. It's the only thing that makes
sense.
Well,
they must have said, hey, we really our top guy. We love Penix, and if he is still there at 9, because they probably thought somebody would trade up and take him or something, then we're just going to take him and sit him behind.
I guess this comes down to the old adage of if you think a quarterback is a true franchise guy, you don't pass on him. And Cousins is, I think he's 30, I want to say he's like 35, 36. I mean, he's not young. And he is coming off an Achilles injury.
Shocker.
He's 35. He'll be 36 this year when the season starts. So I'll just say this is one of the biggest Cousin Eddie head sewn to the carpet moments in the last handful of drafts that I can remember.
Yeah, I said 9. Misspoke. That is pick 8. Falcons taking Penix. So the Bears are on the clock now, and it could be back-to-back Huskies.
And I love
Roma Dunze.
I love Penix, and we both did. And the only issue was, can he stay healthy?
Nope.
Now they are spending a whole lot of money and capital and just hope in two quarterbacks that hopefully can maybe stay healthy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess this is, but you know, someone points out that Green Bay has done this. Green Bay has always drafted their quarterback.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I was going to bring up is, don't you? I mean, do you really hate the idea of a quarterback sitting behind a clear starter for a couple of years?
I do when they're 23 or 24 years old already. Yeah,
because he's 23, right?
Yeah, I really don't like that.
Yeah.
If, you know, Jordan Love was young. When you do it and they're young, I don't have an issue with it. When they're, like, who would... What if it were Bo Nix? You'd go, well, Bo Nix is already 24. What are you doing?
With the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
All right, well, we're back to chalk. That's what we thought. Get Caleb Williams a good weapon. And
well, you got. I mean, if you're Caleb Williams now, and this is where I'm going down the road of, they can be the Houston Texans. The defense last year was pretty good. Again, they won 7 games with Justin Fields, who's not very good. And you got Herbert and Swift in the backfield. I'm assuming at some point you're going to draft another offensive lineman this year to try to bolster the offensive line. But you have a very good tackle you got in Wright last year. And now your weapons are on the outside. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, 2 good backs. I keep forgetting the damn tight end out of Notre Dame.
Komet?
Yeah, Komet.
The Vikings are on the clock.
Yeah, JJ.
They traded up.
Oh, they
Vikings,
traded up.
We have a trade.
Well, there you go.
So, they probably only had to give up like a third to move up one spot.
So maybe this is fine.
So they're trying to lock in Nix or McCarthy.
Yeah, because we've been hearing all the time that they love McCarthy. We'll see if that's a smokescreen. But I'm telling you, this Bears situation they have on offense, it is set up for Caleb Williams to be successful and for the Bears to be a 10-win team this year.
And this is how you do it, and this is the difference really, truly, between what the Commanders are doing, and especially what the Patriots are doing, and what a team that builds it the right way,
build
like the
your
Texans
base and, then go
and Bears
get a quarterback.
Are doing. Surround them with weapons. Caleb Williams does not have to be a star in year one. He has to be a facilitator. All he has to do is get the ball in the hands of his playmakers, whereas Drake May needs to be superhuman for the Patriots offense to be good. And when you set up a quarterback for success like that, it eases that transition and makes it more likely that they hit.
Is Eberflus the right guy there? Is that the only other question with the Bears?
There's a question.
Because Waldron, they took the Seahawks guy. Waldron's their OC.
Their OC. So.
Yeah, I wonder if I guess we can worry about that later.
Yeah.
Vikings move up one spot, trade with the Jets. Jets are now picking 11th, Vikings 10th.
They only had to give up a 4th and a 5th.
Okay.
So clearly the Jets weren't taking a quarterback, or maybe they were convinced that someone else was going to jump ahead of them. So this has to be a quarterback.
Yeah, so you had to have been convinced somebody was going to jump ahead of you because the Jets weren't going
to
take
And honestly, to ensure that you get that quarterback, to give up a fourth and a fifth, just make sure somebody from 23 doesn't jump ahead of you. They have
Denver sitting there.
Or the Raiders to jump ahead of you. It does make sense to just, hey, we'll throw them a 4th and a 5th. Let's lock in our guy. Unfortunately, the Byron Murphy to go top 10 is not happening.
Okay.
I don't think they moved up to take Murphy.
Still 4.5 minutes on the clock, so we're going to take a break and we'll come back. We'll have the Vikings pick. That will be followed by the Jets at 11, Broncos at 12. It is 6:15. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, no club tonight. We've got Andrew Nimick in here, our draft gnome, and we are breaking down the NFL draft. The picks are, we're playing them live. We've got the Vikings pick is in, so we'll go to the podium here in a moment. That is the pick number 10.
They've jumped. They moved up one spot with the Jets.
They gave up a fourth and a fifth, but also got back a sixth.
Yeah, so swapped a five and a six, gave up a four for one spot. The Vikings here, this is 100% a quarterback, moved up to make sure that no one jumped them. The question becomes, is this J.J. McCarthy? Is this Bo Nix? All the smoke before the draft said that the Vikings were enamored with J.J. McCarthy. So, you know, they didn't have to move up very high or give up very much if McCarthy is their guy. And by the way, we've officially broken the record. No defensive players in the top 10. And by the way, one's not going at 11 either with the Jets. So the offensive run continues here.
Crazy.
I don't know who the first defensive guy is going to be. Maybe Denver? Maybe?
Well,
yeah, I could see Denver taking a corner. And whether they pair them with Patrick Surtain and have two really good corners or they trade Surtain to try to rebuild, and then they still need a corner.
You don't think
that
Knicks,
does make some sense?
It's possible. Knicks to Denver there?
No, it's possible. 12. It's possible. That's very chalky, and that's how this draft has gone.
All right. While we wait for Goodell to jump out there and announce the Vikings pick, Caleb Williams, number one to the Bears. Jaden Daniels, two to Washington. Drake May, three to the Patriots. Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr., fourth.
In selection, we are honored to have with us the surviving mother, brothers, and nephew of fallen hero, United States Army Sergeant Zachary Ewing. Zachary died after a battle with cancer, a cancer that was discovered after he was injured during his second deployment to Iraq. We salute him and thank his family and TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which offers care to those grieving the loss of a military loved one. I'm now going to turn this over to Sergeant Ewing's nephew, Asher, who will announce the pick in honor of his uncle.
With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
There you go.
Yep.
McCarthy. So if you're just tuning in, Michael Penix is already off the board. He went, biggest shocker so far, he went eighth.
Hands down.
To Atlanta.
It's really
one of
the
one of the bigger shocking, yeah, one of the most shocking picks.
And you wonder if that didn't screw Minnesota. You know, maybe they were sitting there.
It's very possible.
Hoping, yeah, Penix was the guy.
I mean, who knows?
And that's why they had to panic trade up and get McCarthy.
What we did learn is that McCarthy was not as beloved as some of the draft. He was the sacrificial. He's still good, but he was the Will Levis of this draft to some extent, where people went, he's going to go two, he's going to go three. And the reality was he was, what, the fifth quarterback taken?
Well, this is – Nemec wasn't a Jaden Daniels guy. This is mine. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to get someone fired. I'm not a believer in him, but we'll see. He is going to a situation, though, where with a good offensive mind. You know, obviously, if you keep Jordan Jefferson around – So it's a good situation for him. I'm just not I think McCarthy going into this year was a second, third round guy. And then he goes on this run with Michigan where he wins and doesn't throw the ball very much. And my big one is third down. And I know you had some interesting numbers of him on third and long.
Third and long.
But in their four biggest games this year, Penn State, Ohio State, and the two playoff games, the best that they ever went on third down was 3 of 13. They were a terrible third down team. And that and those are, for the most part, short yardage downs because they ran the ball so much.
Yeah, on the good of him is 3rd and 7 and longer. And there are people who will ask you about a quarterback's 3rd and 7 film.
Yeah.
And what they mean is in 3rd and long, when you know you have to pass, how do they do? And so his 3rd and 7 or longer film plus 4th down, he was 43 of 57. He completed 75% of his passes.
That's big time.
With 7 touchdowns and yep. no picks.
Yep.
There are people, including Daniel Jeremiah, who said if you just put in the 3rd and 7 tape, again, 3rd and 7 or longer plus 4th down, his 3rd and 7 tape is the best of any quarterback in this draft. The other side, the flip side, he's not good. He's not accurate at all on the run. His off-platform stuff is not special. In fact, it's below average. And if Michigan really believed in him, why on earth in the last 2 years in the fourth quarter has he thrown a grand total of 91 passes in the fourth quarter in 2 years?
Scares the living hell out of me.
Who do you compare him to?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I think he's a poor man's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he's going to go in and replace Kirk Cousins.
Well, but good thing they traded Kirk Cousins.
Well, but Kirk Cousins was a mid-round pick. I think McCarthy can be fine. That, to me, there nothing about him says top 10, top 11 pick. But, again, he's going to a good offensive mind there. And again, you got rid of Kirk Cousins and you brought in a younger Kirk Cousins.
When we look at just the seasons recently that we saw from Oregon and Washington, there was no scenario in tight situations where Dan Lanning and Kalen DeBoer actively worked to get the ball out of Michael Penix's hands and
yes.
Bo Nix's hands. They put the ball in their hands to make plays.
Yes.
There are entire fourth quarters in close games.
Second half's Penn State.
Where Michigan does not throw the ball at all when they do need to score and get first downs. Mm. And they feel lots better about running it over and over and over. They took the ball out of his hands in key situations. That, to me, regardless of what Harbaugh says, tells me they didn't trust him as much as they pretend they
Unless
did.
It's just a Harbaugh thing and it's the Mario. Like, the argument to McCarthy being good is did Harbaugh neuter him the way that.
He's about to neuter Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Cristobal
and Justin Herbert.
Right. So, no, I'm sorry.
That's the thing where maybe you look at McCarthy and be like, hey, once we take the training wheels off, this goes. I don't see it.
Nemec, I know you're a Jeremiah guy. His comp for J.J. McCarthy was Alex Smith.
Yeah.
I
think that's very reasonable. I think he sees the field okay. He's not going to create things off platform.
Hold on, everybody.
He's fine.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Olu Fashanu. Tackle, Penn State.
Wow.
Baby hands.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
I like Olu Fashanu.
Giant with baby hands.
Best pass blocking tackle in the draft.
I mean, his pass blocking sets are truly works of art. I mean, he's unbelievable at it. He just doesn't move people in the run game. He just doesn't. And it's weird. And you look at last year's film, not this most recent fall, but last year, it was like he's not going to figure it out. And then this year was like, okay, he's figuring it out. If he were just on Michigan's team and it was purely run blocking, he'd be their 4th or 5th best college lineman. But in a passing system, he's really, really talented. He has 8.5-inch hands. That's weird for how big he is. It just is. But there's a lot to like there in the sense that what's the moneymaker in the NFL? Passing. And he is an unbelievable pass protector.
And maybe with you know, protecting Aaron Rodgers, and is he the most ready pass protector in this draft? You went out and signed 2 tackles if you're the Jets, but they're older tackles and they're injury prone. So he may be called upon to play and play early. And remember, going into this year, he was, bar none, the number one offensive lineman going into this year, and then he kind of fell down some boards because of what you said, the run game didn't quite get there.
And if you're the Jets, you worry about the fact that your bookend tackles are Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, who are both hurt often. Olufashin is a great pass protector. It'll be interesting to see kind of what happens, because like you said, a year ago, the same way people said Caleb Williams with a bullet is the number one quarterback, people were saying Olufashinu with a bullet is the number one offensive lineman, and he slid a little bit.
Okay, just a quick recap. Mentioned the top four, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Marvin Harrison. Number five was Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame to the Chargers. Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, went to the Giants at number six. J.C. Latham, tackle from Alabama to the Titans at seven. And then the shocker of Michael Penix to Atlanta at eight. Rome Odunze went nine to the Bears, so the Bears have Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. And then J.J. McCarthy moments ago to the Vikings, who traded up one spot. Olufashinu, the tackle, Penn State, to the Jets at 11. And the Broncos are next up.
Not a single defensive player yet. We're smashing records.
Now we're showing the Bo Nix household.
And we could very easily be seeing another Bo Nix right here. Yeah. Sean Payton. Here's the thing that I think is funny. The sample size, when a good coach gets a good quarterback, they say, well, that's his type. Well, sort of. He had Drew Brees for a long time. He's great.
It's a good type.
What's Bill Belichick's type? He likes white guys who are insanely accurate. Well, it's like, no, he had Tom Brady. That doesn't mean that's his type forever. That said, maybe Sean Payton has a type, and if it is, and he wants a Drew Brees clone, when we talk about a processor, somebody who sees the field well, it's Bo Nix. And Bo Nix holds up under pressure. That's a stat that people love to look at. How good are you under pressure? His passer rating is the best in this entire draft class under pressure, his quarterback rating. Bo Nix is phenomenal under pressure. He sees the field well. The checkdown artist stuff was way overstated. He actually threw for more passes of more than of 10 yards or more than Jaden Daniels, who everybody just assumed was just launched it. Bo Nix had more completions of 10 yards or more than Jaden Daniels.
Are we going to ignore Roger Goodell being all slurry?
No, I'm telling you, he's popping them Vicodin, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's
he's
speculation.
Really slurred. He's really slurred.
Speculation. Yeah.
He's got a lot of picks left. Yeah.
He said uncle, and it sounded not uncle.
Well, there was a rumor before that he wouldn't be hugging people because of the back. Dude, he's hugging people, and J.C. Latham
picked him up
and grabbed. I mean, it was like I was like, holy crap.
Tagovailoa.
Probably popped another one after that.
All right. Well, when we come back, find out if the Broncos take Bo Nix. The Raiders and Saints are 13-14 after that. So it is 6:30, NFL draft coverage here on The Fan. Let's go to Buck with Sports Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Isaac Souk, Andrew Nemec, Ryan Buckley here covering the draft. We are 12 picks in and still not a defensive player off the board. We have six of the top 12 quarterbacks because Bo Nix of your Ducks just went to the Denver Broncos.
Every one of those quarterbacks that, you know, oh, is someone going to fall out or what? They're all gone in the first 12 picks.
The only one run was real. Who didn't totally match their hype was J.J. McCarthy. Because people started talking about, would teams trade up to four to get him? And he did fall to 10.
But there was like
he's the only one who didn't higher than what they were at.
Penix and Knicks, both, there was a belief. Well, Knicks was linked to the Broncos, but there was an idea that maybe they could even move back and that Penix or Knicks could slide towards the back half of the draft. No.
You mean the back half of the first
round? Half of the first round. And that obviously didn't happen.
Yeah, Knicks had been linked with Denver forever.
That was minus money.
So Sean Payton made no secret he loves Bo Nix.
It's
a good fit.
I joked that like coaches have a type. I like the really accurate guy that's just phenomenal. But Drew Brees was his guy for a long time. And in this draft, if you wanted the computer back there that's going to run your offense and make the right read, that's Bo Nix. Would you be shocked at all if Bo Nix was a lot like Brock Purdy?
No.
If he ends up being where you go, yeah, he's not Mahomes, but he does the right thing a lot of the time. He's good. Does he have some games where you go, oh, man, that's where you see that he's not an elite guy? Sure, but he's Brock Purdy. Yeah. If he's the good arc of Brock Purdy, that wouldn't surprise anyone.
Brock
and the Broncos
Purdy,
would
Alex
love
Smith,
that.
Something along those lines. And now here we go with the Raiders, who, by all accounts, the Raiders needed a quarterback, but there isn't one to get now. So, I don't know. I mean, the Raiders have a lot of needs. So
they got screwed.
My cousin's a huge Raider fan, and he goes, watch, all the quarterbacks are going to go, and we're going to take that stupid corner from Toledo.
Look,
Quinion Mitchell.
I'll tell you right now.
He's like, if they do that, I'm just out. So that could very well be what happens.
If he ends up being the first defensive player taken,
someone
here is
Brock
having a good
Bowers
day.
Oh, to the Raiders.
Hey, what are we doing over there? Are you falling asleep at the wheel over there, Buckster?
Yep.
All right, so Brock Bowers, tight end Georgia to the Raiders.
I love that.
It's a good pick.
I love that pick.
If quarterback's not there.
Listen, there were a lot of different ways you can build a winner in the NFL these days, right? And everybody says there's no blueprint. The Chiefs have their own system. The Niners have their own system. The Ravens have their own system. The Lions have their own system. Those are the four teams that made the conference playoffs or the conference finals. Yeah. You know what they all had in common?
Tight ends.
An elite tight end, because on third down, you had an insurance policy. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Sam Laporta, Mark Andrews. They now have their insurance policy. And by the way, Brock Bowers, I know people made a big deal about Kyle Pitts because he was such a freak. When we're talking about best tight end prospects in a generation, and that gets way overused, he might be the best tight end prospect in like 25 years. Brock Bowers is a monster. If he'd have come out after his freshman year, he'd have been the number one tight end then, too. He's a monster.
This is my guy. I love Brock Bowers. He's a willing blocker. He's better than people give him credit for. He's not George Kittle, but he's the best receiver on a Georgia team that won two national championships. He is, I just think this is, for a team that didn't get what they wanted in a quarterback, I think he will be the best offensive weapon. Also, hottest girl so far, and worst hair. He needs to get some hair plugs, and he needs to get it stacked.
He looks 40 years old.
I know.
Have you seen that picture of him next to Gronk?
No.
Oh, look up Gronk Bowers Combine. He looks like an MIT dork next to Gronk, and he's an amazing tight end. It's unreal. By the way, the Raiders, they drafted Michael Mayer last year early, a pick I absolutely despise.
Yeah, tight end.
But they now have Michael Mayer, Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams, and Jacoby Myers.
Yep.
That's pretty good little nucleus.
Yeah, so you go back.
Gardner Minshew is going to love that.
Well, again, you can see.
How do you not like Gardner Minshew?
He's so great.
He's not a great quarterback.
But he's
so likable.
And I think you're seeing more and more teams now in the NFL, this idea of the two tight end sets and being physical. And, you know, this is, again, if you don't have an elite quarterback, your best friend is a run game and to play over the middle of the field, and you have two tight ends now. And by the way, both big physical tight ends. Mayer, a little more, same thing, a willing blocker. Look, I don't love what the Raiders have going on at quarterback, but as you mentioned, there's a lot to like about what they're doing on the offensive side
of the
ball.
They're going to build an infrastructure,
yes,
and then they're going to try to go get their Caleb Williams, or they're going to try to go get their C.J. Stroud. And I think that's an interesting strategy. By the way, we talked about this early in the show. The Seahawks, something was just going to fall to them. The way this draft was, the value of quarterback, and we are seeing it. They are not that far away, and obviously probably a defensive player goes in the next couple picks. They look like they're going to get one of the two really good corners, their pick of the best edge rusher, the best nose tackle in this draft, or Brian Thomas Jr., the number four receiver, or, by the way, one of those tackles that everyone said, Talise Fuanga, well, Fashanu's gone, but they might get a tackle. They have their choice of a number of players. And by the way, I would be shocked if the Saints don't take a tackle. If the Saints don't take a tackle, fire their GM yesterday.
All right, Saints are on the clock. That will be followed by the Colts and then the Seahawks. Bo Nix, by the way, is now the third oldest quarterback drafted since 1967. The oldest,
Chris Winkie and Brandon Whedon.
Not Chris Winkie. Brandon Whedon, yeah.
I didn't know. First round?
Yeah, this is first round.
Okay, because Winkie got drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. Yeah, first round. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know this, but Brandon Whedon was 29 years old when he was drafted.
Yeah, I thought he was 28. But yeah, I remember he went and played baseball for all those years and then came and played a bunch of years at Oklahoma State.
Who was the other one?
Jim Drunkenmiller.
God. Virginia Tech. Went to Bob the Niners.
Tech. He was
1996 draft.
97.
97.
Idiot.
I know.
He was 25. Bo Nix, 24 and a half. And then Chad Pennington and Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, the age thing, well, I know it's better to be younger.
Is it?
You know,
Joey Harrington on the list as well.
A year or two, a year difference, you know, okay, he's fine.
Here's the thing. Quarterbacks now play to their 38, and if he's good, it really matter that you're like, oh, darn it, his career's only going to be 13 years long instead of 15? I mean, it's kind of dumb that we worry about that. I do think it's weird to draft a mid-20s guy to sit behind someone for a few
Michael
years.
Peters.
But
and we're going to have Bo Nix versus Justin Herbert.
Twice. Yeah.
Man, that's going to – Oregon fans are going to lose their ass over that.
That'd be great.
They'll root for Herbert still.
Oh.
Yeah. Herbert's – well, he's an Oregon guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bo Nix
– I'm sorry.
Well, Bo Nix
what is happening here?
What? He is.
Bo Nix is also an Oregon.
No. Justin Herbert is from Oregon. He's from Eugene. Bo Nix is from the South, man. Come on, that's not
he's
even
a Southern boy.
It's not even a.
You think when the Chargers play the Broncos, that outside of Mike Lynch,
everyone will root for Herbert.
Everyone's
Herbert's more popular. Herbert's more popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think
he's not going to get to throw anymore.
No, he throws 10 times a game.
12.
12? 9 for 12.
You watch your mouth.
88 yards.
Well, it's all right. He'll throw 12 times. Nix is going to throw 16 in Peyton's offense.
He's a check down. That's perfect, by the way. Peyton is he'll get his slant guys, and Bo Nix will throw 50 times a game and be like 41 of 50 for 212 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Oh, boy.
Someone texting in on the Vancouver Ford text line, why don't you play the picks on time, you little bitch? Mm. How about that?
I think that's a fair
in your face.
Shots fired!
Wow.
Well, Buck didn't want to play the picks at all.
Yeah,
Buck. Well, that's not true.
He's in silent protest.
We played the first 12 of them, and then as I was editing audio of the 12th, the 13th happened.
I gotta say, honestly, you know how we talk about Nikola Jokic pick wasn't announced because it was a Taco Bell commercial when he was picked.
Mm-hmm.
We now have Buck asleep at the wheel when future Hall of Famer Brock Bowers was announced.
That's right.
And he just didn't give an S. No. And it's the best pick in the draft so far. And he just
feel like it
didn't
was a personal shot at me.
I don't even think he's trying.
That's right. I'm trying to get one over on Suk before he goes on vacation.
So here comes Talise Fuanga from the Oregon State Beavers.
You think so?
Oh.
For the Saints here?
I would be shocked.
They have to take
it.
Who else could it be?
Unless they go with the other tackle. They go at Washington.
Who's the next quarterback?
Oh, Troy.
Spencer
Troy
Rattler.
No.
Rattler or the kid out of Tulane will be the next, but
Michael,
they won't go
Michael
until
Pratt.
They won't go until the second round, at least.
Michael who?
Michael Pratt.
Pratt. He's the quarterback
Michael,
out of Tulane.
I like Michael Pratt quite a bit.
Some people do.
Cool.
Before he got hurt, he was potentially a first rounder, and then he got hurt, and he looked like booty, and John David booty.
He looked like booty flakes.
And wasn't good.
All right, so we're going to keep it here. We'll get the Saints pick, and then we'll take a break. And then after the Saints, it's the Colts, and then the Seahawks. And you called this right at the top of the show. You said the Seahawks pick is right around when you start your recruiting show.
Yeah, it's
15 minutes.
The 16th pick, I looked it up to be sure.
That's about right.
Because that's the Seahawks pick. It's always right around between 7 and 7:10, usually. It could be also, by the way, if it's not Talise Fuanga here for the Saints, Troy Fatanu could end up staying home and being in Seattle, and they would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if Troy Fatone is just sitting there for
someone's
the season?
Someone's got to pick a defensive player at some point, for God's sake.
Never.
I bet they don't. All seven rounds.
All first round will be nothing but offensive
all
players.
Seven rounds.
I love it. Yeah, defense is overrated.
Can you believe Dallas Turner went undrafted?
Yeah.
Hey, it's costing these guys money. Every pick you go down, it's a little bit of change. I guarantee Dallas.
Oh, they're not happy.
That's true.
There's defensive players right now that are pissed.
And by the way, 13 players were invited. I had a real concern about one. Darius Robinson, the edge.
Yeah. Still's in there.
Dallas Turner, Leatu Latu, and Jared Verse, who are all considered definitely better than him.
He'll be sitting there for a while.
He's probably.
Is he gonna wait till tomorrow? Is he gonna have to come back tomorrow?
New suit, different girlfriend.
Has that ever happened where a guy has to come back the next? Well, I mean, I know they haven't,
but guys have come
back. I didn't know they invited. He's the defensive end out of Missouri.
With the 14th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Taulaise Fuaga, tackle, Oregon State.
There it is.
Yeah, you called that.
Yeah.
The Beavers off the board. And the top
Colts
15
might take Troy Fatanu.
And then at that point, Seattle at 16
can have the
best defensive
player in the draft.
Yes.
Take
your pick. Whatever you feel that is.
Yeah.
Edge rusher, interior defense lineman, or a corner.
And who would you take?
And that's where I said this was going to be a great spot for the Seahawks. It just was obvious that if these quarterbacks went, there are 9 to 10 real true blues. And if 5 or 6 quarterbacks go, they're going to get one. Not only are they going to get one, they might get their pick of like 4 or 5 really good ones.
So who would you take if you're Seattle?
Oh, man. That's so hard. There's a part of me that because you have Devin Witherspoon, who's a very good corner, I just take Quinyon Mitchell, and I'm like, I have a 1-2 potential Pro Bowl corner duo. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like in the NFC West getting Jared Verse. He can stop the run.
Where'd he play?
He can push the pocket.
Florida State.
He's a really physical edge rusher. Dallas Turner is your electric edge rusher. Leatu Latu is your unbelievable 7 advanced moves, but he has some medical issues. And if I'm this far down and I have the chance to take Turner and Verse, who have no medical questions, I think for me that slightly pushes Latu down the board.
Washington
a little
made him retire.
Bit.
Because of his neck injury.
The University of Washington. Yeah, the last time he was in Seattle playing football, he medically retired.
Yeah.
So that makes me a little skeptical, but they could get one of those really good corners or a really good edge. Or, hell, Byron Murphy's sitting there, and he is a tone-setting defensive tackle. He's
That'd be
a
one of those
phenomenal
like,
football player.
That would just be like best player. That'd be like what the Raiders did
with
Bowers.
You know
what?
That's who I'd take.
You take Murphy.
I'd just take Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
Because he's a tone-setter up front who pushes the pocket. Brock Purdy falls apart. If you push the middle of the pocket, that is your rival. You take him away from the Rams. The Rams are desperate for a Byron Murphy type. They just lost Aaron Donald. I take Byron Murphy.
All right, Seahawks pick coming up. It's 6:48 on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, wrapping up the shizzo here with Andrew Nemec. And by the way, Nemec, our draft gnome, will be back tomorrow on the show as well. So thank you for your time.
And he'll be back here in like 10 minutes to do his own show.
Yeah, he's coming up next with recruiting. So
I get a big boy chair.
Yeah, you do. And he's going to usher in the Seahawks pick, which will be probably right about the time you go on.
Yeah.
Colts pick is in. They're picking 15th. What do we think they're doing?
Well, we know what they're doing.
What are they doing?
They are selecting the first defensive player on the board, the technician from UCLA, Leatu Latu.
Okay.
The most advanced pass rushing skill set of maybe, he's not the most athletic, but the most advanced plan as a pass rusher of any player I've ever seen coming into the draft.
Really?
Him and Bosa, Nick Bosa, were very, very advanced in terms of what they did.
So the Colts are doing cartwheels. They're like, how do we get this guy? I mean,
the only knock on him, again, he was forced to medically retire because of a neck injury in Washington. They wouldn't clear him. He goes down to UCLA. They did clear him. He's been healthy, insanely productive. He just he's not the physical specimen all twitchy like some people want, but he is.
Hold on, everybody.
The 15th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Leatu Latu, defensive end, UCLA.
When you watch him, so the Murphy twins transferred. Gabriel Murphy and Grayson Murphy transferred to UCLA. They're both going to come up in day 2, day 3. They transferred to UCLA, and they were like, oh, they're good athletes, they're raw. After 1 year at UCLA, they were like, they've got three or four really good moves. And they interviewed them, and they're like, what happened? Like, who'd you work with at UCLA? And they're like, oh, no, we just worked out with Leatu Latu. He's that good. At the Senior Bowl, he was coaching guys after their reps what to do, and guys were then winning their reps. He's like a savant.
People the call only- him, like, T.J. Watt is the comp. And, like, when you get compared to T.J. Watt, that's a – high compliment.
So why is he here? And that's the question. And Dallas Turner, as another player in this draft, ran a 4.46 40. That was the 96th percentile. His vert was 97th percentile. His broad was 89th percentile. He's raw, amazing athlete, but doesn't have anywhere near the pass rushing moves. Latu is unbelievably advanced. His broad jump, 21st percentile. Mm. He's not a great athlete, but he has an unbelievable bag when it comes to pass rushing.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Nimick. For those listening to our NFL draft coverage, it continues next with Mr. Nimick. Andrew Nimick with recruiting.
And the Seahawks.
And the Seahawks pick is next, yeah. So they've got about 6 minutes left on the clock, so it'll probably time out just right when he pops on the air. You doing any recruiting tonight?
I might mention Oregon having a couple of five-star defensive linemen visiting in the last segment, but beyond that, let's just stick to the draft. Let's give the people what they want.
All right, so that's coming up next. We are back tomorrow with Andrew Nimick, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.